friends, this year should be a special schus Rabbi Naomi Rossi, Sheyichyu, and schus Moshita ben Peshadina, and Chil ben Shalamis, and Leinishmas Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. If anybody would like to dedicate a shir, you may contact me. In this week's parsha, this past week, Parsha's Kisavo, we read about Mitzvahs Bikurim, and the Gemara in Gittin Mem Zayin Amud Beis, we have the teaching that if someone sells his field, Bizman Sheyavol Noeg, according to Reish Lakish, that Kinyan HaPeiros is Lavka Kinyan HaGuftami, that selling fruits is not like selling the actual land. So the thing is that the Lokech, the buyer, brings the fruits, but he doesn't read the Parsha because he can't say the land that you gave me because it isn't his land. So therefore, we'd like to discuss a inyan yisodi that's nogeya lemechiras karka bisman sheyovel noeg. It's nogeya to selling land when yovel's noeg, and it's based on Torah that I received from Agon Rav Chaim Horowitz Shlita. So the suffix we'd like to present is if somebody is kona a field bisman sheyovel noeg at a time when there is yovel, and then comes Yom Kippur of shnas hayovel, and Beis Din did not blow the shofar. What's the din if Beis Din doesn't blow the shofar? So lo chala yovel, like we see Rosh Hashanah, daf tesamid beis. Menchas Chinuch writes, mitzvah shin lamed heos gimel, that if the shofar wasn't blown in Yom Kippur, they can never blow it again. It's too late. Yovel's not chal. So suffig is, let's say somebody has Paris Bikurim. He has such a field, and there's no Yovel, because they didn't blow a shofar. So is he allowed now to be Mevi Vikore? Can he bring the fruits now and read? So, hopefully we'll get back to this, but that's our suffix. So let's give some background, see where it takes us. In Gittin Mem Ches Samad Aleph, there's a machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Someone sells his field b'zman sheyovel noeg. Since the karka goes back at Yovel, all the lokech has is kinyan peiros. If Yochanan holds that mevi v'kore, he brings the fruits and he also reads the parasha. Why? Because kinyan peiros is like kinyan aguf. However, according to Reish Lakish, it's not true. Mevi v'eino kore, because kinyan peiros is lavka kinyan aguf. Rav Chizda says that the machlokas is b'yovel sheni shemanu Yisrael. So machlokas is in the second yovel, because there they already became accustomed to returning the land. But b'yovel rishon, everybody holds mevi v'kore, that he has to bring and read. Why? If it's yovel rishon, because there's no smichus das yet that there's going to be yovel, and the mocher therefore intended to sell it the gamre to the lokech, even the gufa karka. And therefore he's mevi v'kore, because it's only the first yovel and there's no experience yet with having him return it, the kona return it, so therefore he intends to sell it permanently. Parenthetically, the Maharshal, Niyam Shel Shlomo, asks why by yovel rishon is it considered a kinyan aguf? You're right, there's no smichus das, the yovel's gnei noeg, nevertheless, midin Torah, the yovel's mafkia, so the lokech only has kinyan peiros. Who cares what the guy thinks? Midin Torah, it's mafkia. So this is discussed also by Reb Shimon in the Shari Yoshim Rechaz Kinyanim Simen Tes. Now, Bav Mitzia, Dav Tuv Kuf Tes Amid Beis, it says the Yovel is Afkos de Malka. It's Afkos of the king, meaning the Torah was mafkia, removed the karka and Yovel from the bailus of the Lokech and returned it to the Mocher, even if the Lokech does not return the karka. So, Yesh Listapik, we have the following suffix. Do we say that the field returns to the bailum is only Afkos de Malka? Or do we say that after the Torah was kover, that this field should go back, should return to the original owner? So we say that the das hamocher v'akone was to buy and sell only for 49 years, and it was not only that of course the malka, once they know that the Torah's rule is going to apply here, so that was also their das when they sold the field. So it's not only going back al tziyovel, it's also going back because that's what they intended only to sell it for lizman. And the nafkamina is what we say Rosh Hashanah Dav Tes Amud Beis, that there are a number of things that are ma'akev chalos yovel. Right, we have tkiya shofar, we have shlichus havodim, we have hachzaras hakarkos. There's a machlokas there. What exactly is ma'akev chalos yovel? There's a machlokas tanoim. Mama'akev tkiya shofar or shiluach avodim. Ayin sham, the Gemara, there's an opinion that shloshtan are ma'akev, that all three are ma'akev. According to Rav Yossi, tkiya shofar is absolutely necessary. Rav Yossi says, Yovel hi, afa pisha lo shamtu, afa pisha lo shilchu, yochal afa pisha lo taku, tamid lomar hi. So he says that you don't have to do, in order for Yovel to be chal, hachzaras asados, b'shiluach avadim, but you have to tkiya shofar, according to the first opinion there, Rabbi Yehuda. He says that the who is talking about the shiluach avadim. So that's the machlokes. Now, let's say they didn't blow the shofar machmasonis. They didn't blow the shofar on Yom Kippur shel shnas hayovel. So if they didn't blow the shofar, then according to the opinion that you need to blow the shofar, Rabbi Yossi there is no afkasa de malka. There's no tkiya shofar, and memela, there's no din that the sadas chozus lebaleim. So do we say that since Beis de Marzaris and the Mochan Lokecha Samichdas and the Beis and they're going to be mekaz yodik tikitikuno, so it's true that mishum din hayovel asados einan chozros. Nevertheless, since bedas hamocher valokech, the mecher was only for 49 years, even without the din yovel, the fields are going to return to their owners, because it's only a mechira lizman. So now our question is, let's say they didn't blow the shofar, and Yovel wasn't chal. So the question is, maybe the people, the mocher and the lokech, had in mind that even if Yovel isn't chal, we still want this to be a temporary sale, because we assume that Yovel will be chal, so their das milchatchila was that it should be only lizman. So what's the din? Do we say that no, Yovel wasn't chal, so the lokech gets to keep it? Or do we say that Yovel was chal because that was their intention, that the field should be returned even if Yovel isn't officially chal? So we find the machlokas acharonim, the Turei Eben and Rosh Hashanah, Divra Maschel Visados, Chesam and Beis writes that even according to Rabbi Yishmael, that the Yovel is Chal, Mei Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, the fields only go back to their owners on Yom Kippur, because since Yovel is totally in Tkiya Shofar, so the Lokeach will say, maybe something's going to happen, they're not going to blow on Yom Kippur, and the fields will not go back to their owners. Parenthetically, that goes, Baruch Tam says, what do you mean? The Gemara says in Gittin Mem Chesam and Aleph, that the Yovel Sheni Samchi Dat Hayu. So they don't have such a suffix, but the Torah even says, no, the lokech has a suffix, maybe they won't blow the shofar, and therefore the fields won't go back to their bailim. So we see that the Turei Eben holds that if Machmas Onis, they don't blow on Yom Kippur, Yovel wasn't Miskadesh, and therefore we don't say that the fields should go back to the owners, that it's a Mechir Lizman. We say that the Mochan Lokech wanted to sell a Fi Dinei Torah, and since Losof, Lonis Kadesh, so nothing happens. Lonis Kadesh Yovel, and the Mechir is La'olam, the Yovel wasn't Mekadesh, and the Mechira is a permanent one. However, the Baruch Tam, and the Shmaitz of Kenyan Peres, the Masul Akvar writes that Yovel Sheni, that they already knew that Alpi Rov, Bezim will be Mekadish, the Yovel Kedino, they're already accustomed to that, so even if the end they weren't, Bezim wasn't Mekadish, Yovel, nevertheless, the Sados are still Chozes Lebaaleim, because the Mocher and Lokech are sure that the Bezim will be Mekadish, the Yovel, so their whole Kavana was Limkor Veliknos Lememtes Shana, for only 49 years. It was only a limited maximum of 49 years, even though they didn't make it explicit tonight. There's an Umdana Demuchach that their das was that it should be only a Mechir Lizman, and it's as if they made it tonight Beferish. And he brings like that from the Chuvas HaRosh and Klal Lamedalid, that if somebody sells something and then something happens after the sale, and the Mocher says that had I known, I wouldn't have sold it to you, if there's an Umdana that had the Mocher had such a suffix, he would have made it tonight. So it's as if he made it tonight, and the Mecher is Batel. So here also, since the Mocher was assuming that it would come back to him after the 49 years, maximally after the 49 years, so it's as if he made a tonight. So we see from the Baruch Tam like the Tzad HaSheni, that even if Machmas Onas Beizim wasn't Mekadosh the Obel, nevertheless, the Sados still return to the Bailim. Why? Because their intention was only to sell it until the Yovel, and similarly writes the Avnei Nezer and Avnei Ezer, Tzimin Shin Sadi Beis, Ayin Sham. So if you look in the Divrei Tam of the Avnei Nezer, you'll see that they both come, Begeder Mechira B'Tanai. So the question is, what's the Tanai over here? Why do you have to make a Tanai? Meman of Shach. Either the field's going to come back because of Yovel, or because of the Mechira. Lizman. They were only intending to sell it Lizman. That was the whole intention. What's the Tanai? So it would appear that the essence of the Tanai is that if no Yovel is no Hag, they want Yovel to cause the fields to be returned in order that they can be Mekayim Din Torah. And if Yovel is not going to take place because the Beis Din did not blow the shofar, so then they want it to be a Mechira Lizman. So either way, you're right, it's going to be a Mechira Lizman, and the Tanai is that if Din Torah is Chal, they want it to be Dialt Din Torah, and if it's not Mitzad Din Torah, then they want it to be anyway just a Mechira Lizman. And there's an Afgamina LaHalacha, whether Karka is Chozer Mishim Afkasa de Malka de Yovel, whether it's returning because of the Afkasa Melech of Yovel, or because of the Kinyan Lizman, because the Mishnah Melech in the 11th parak of Shemitah Alach Aleph writes that even though the Rambam writes in the 23rd parak of Bechira Alach Avav that if somebody buys a field Lizman, Mutu Lalokech Lachbor Baboros, the buyer is allowed to dig pits, nevertheless, if somebody is Kone, Sade, Bizman, She Yovel Noeg, Aser Lalokech Lachbor Baboros, because we require Veshav Lach Uzasa Beno that it has to be returned as it was given. So if a person is buying a field Lizman, he's allowed to dig pits. If he's buying it Bizman Sheyovel Noeg, he's not allowed to dig pits. So now, if a person buys Karka Bizman Sheyovel and Beis Din doesn't blow the shofar, and therefore Yovel is not Chal, and the person dug pits, so it's true that the Karka is going to go back to the seller. Nevertheless, the Lokeach does not have to seal up, fill up the pits, because since it's only going back because of a Kinyan Lizman, Igloi Milsa, that he was allowed to have dug the pits. It's only if it goes back because of Yovel, then he has to fill up the pits. But if it's not going back out to Yovel, if it's going back out to Mechir Lizman, then he does not have to fill up the pits. So that is the first leg of our journey. This very interesting sugya. And Amir Tzashem, in the next shir, we will see a Chazon Ish and try to understand the Chazon Ish and be done and see continuing niflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Amir Tzashem, we hope Hashem gives us the koach and the moach and the financial means in the Simchas Chaim to continue. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom.